This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Saturday, 20th June, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm day across major cities in Israel. Tel Aviv is enjoying clear skies, while Jerusalem sees a gentle breeze under partly cloudy conditions. In Haifa, the sun shines brightly, inviting residents to enjoy the pleasant outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, IDF strikes are reported in South Lebanon despite a renewed ceasefire. At least 5 people are said to have been killed in these attacks earlier today. Also, Walla reports of a ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah after heavy exchanges of fire in Lebanon. 4 IDF soldiers fell in battle, marking another intense day in the region. Also this hour, according to JNS, Lebanon-Israel talks are set to resume in Washington, D.C. next week. Senator Rubio announced this after a call with Lebanon's Aoun, as the fragile ceasefire holds. Separately, the Forward reveals that in a deal with Trump, Iran retains ballistic missiles but must give up nuclear weapons. President Trump emphasized this stance earlier this week. And finally, JTA shares that Ben & Jerry's Israel debuts a new ice cream flavor celebrating Israeli resilience. The flavor, Milk and Honey, uses dairy from a kibbutz attacked on October 7th. Reaction has been swift on social media. Aviva Klompas, a political commentator, wrote just minutes ago about a new poll. It shows 59% of Israelis believe Netanyahu should exit politics and not pursue re-election. Hussein Abdul Hussein, a journalist, noted earlier today that an ad in Tehran offers Hezbollah jobs for $10.00 a month. He questions if Hezbollah is now recruiting in Iran due to a shrinking pool of fighters. Iris, a local commentator, posted recently about reports of widespread IDF attacks in southern Lebanon. She highlights the focus on Hezbollah strongholds like Nabatieh and Tyra. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with the IDF strikes in South Lebanon, the Times of Israel reports at least 5 deaths in the aftermath. These strikes come despite a ceasefire agreement, underscoring ongoing tensions in the region. The impact on civilians remains severe, with fears of further escalation. Turning to the ceasefire between Israel and Hezbollah, Walla highlights a day marked by heavy exchanges of fire. 4 IDF soldiers lost their lives, adding to the human toll. This ceasefire aims to prevent immediate further conflict, but the situation remains volatile. Meanwhile, peace talks between Lebanon and Israel are set to resume in Washington, D.C. next week, according to JNS. This comes after a fragile ceasefire was agreed upon, with hopes to stabilize the region further. Diplomatic efforts are crucial as tensions persist. In a related development, the Forward reports on a deal allowing Iran to keep ballistic missiles while denying nuclear weapons. President Trump emphasized this framework earlier, impacting regional security dynamics. The deal's implications for Middle Eastern stability are significant. And finally, JTA celebrates Ben & Jerry's, Israel's new flavor, Milk and Honey. This release symbolizes resilience, using ingredients from a kibbutz affected by conflict. It's a sweet nod to unity amidst adversity. Turning to business and markets. First, from CTech, Nuve has acquired Israeli fintech Payoneer for $2.75 billion in an all-cash deal. This acquisition offers a premium to shareholders but values Payoneer below its initial Wall Street debut. Separately, Globes reports that U.S. refueling planes are threatening Israel's summer flight schedule. Transport Minister Miri Regev urges a decision within 48 hours to relocate 72 planes parked at Ben-Gurion Airport. And finally, Walla Business highlights the return of an Israeli fighter jet to service in Sri Lanka after upgrades. This jet, grounded 30 years ago, remains operational in Colombia, showcasing Israel's enduring aerospace capabilities. That's all for now. from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 12 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.